Recently, almost as often as popular movies have become Broadway musicals, popular singers and songs have inspired new shows on Broadway. Theater critic Michael Bornow reviews a new show adapted from a hit album from Alanis Morissette more than two decades ago, Jagged Little Pill.
Jagged Little Pill stirs emotions musically and socio-politically. I've rarely attended a show that juggles hot-button issues so abundantly. Racism is almost on the back burner. Celia Rose Gooding plays Frankie, a black teenager who's been adopted by a Hallmark Cardish white family in Connecticut. She's also bisexual, in a passionate relationship with a girl while also romantically attracted to a boy. Though gender identity does not get much dramatic play, several characters appear to be non-binary, and all the actors in the program are identified personally as she, her, or he, him, he, they, or they, he. Dramatically, at the center of the musical is a rape and the question of who's as responsible as the rapist. Nick, the boy of the family, loves the victim, Bella. But when she's raped at a party, he doesn't stop it or at first even acknowledge witnessing it. In not speaking up, Nick is complicit and is betraying Bella. The Me Too movement erupts at the school and in the town, with a stage full of kids and other townsfolk hoisting placards condemning all that's wrong in this politically incorrect world. Not to forget that the musical is called Jagged Little Pill, and Elizabeth Stanley plays the mother of the family, estranged from her husband and addicted to opioids. Diablo Cody wrote the show's emotional kaleidoscope of a book. Alanis Morissette wrote the lyrics and most of the music from an album years ago. Morissette's songs are very much in what's become a virtual genre of Broadway rock songs, especially individual arias with emotional crescendos for all the major players, complete with a rock band rolled out onto the stage. Several of these moments in the show are indeed show stoppers, especially for Lauren Patton as Frankie's betrayed lover Joe, and for Elizabeth Stanley as the addicted mother. Patton and Stanley actually get standing ovations for their climactic solos. Morissette's songs also spotlight rousing socio-political anthems, including a finale called You Learn, with the townsfolk parading, marching together for what's right. Alanis Morissette rocks for what's right in Jagged Little Pill. I'm Michael Bourne. Swallow.
Biting off my